We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. John, AMA.
Ask Me Anything, brought to you by Busch Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and over 300 pre-owned vehicles at BushAutoGroup.com.
Seltzer, what do inquiry minds want to know today?
Start out on Twitter today. SPD Farley asks, if you found a genie in a bottle and you were granted one sports wish, what would it be?
Wow.
That's easy. Did I get an unlimited amount of sports wishes up?
No, right? I mean, yes, but not the heart of the question.
Not the spirit of the question.
Spirit,
how about
exactly.
Perma playoffs? We get perma playoffs for our teams.
Then they wouldn't be exciting.
Yes, I agree with you, Devin.
It's still exciting. You have to win a world championship.
Nope.
You have to progress through the playoffs. I like the idea of just shortening the journey to some degree.
Don't like it at all.
Much less consternation.
Count me as the person who does not want a Philadelphia sports team to win every game in the rest of its existence.
I'm not saying win every game. Put us in the playoffs. Yeah.
You really like to be depressed from time
to time. I like when there is consternation and it creates intrigue. I'm not talking about like
you
season,
want it to matter when it wins. Too.
Yeah, like if you are Biff and you've got the results from Back to the Future 2 of every game ever, then what fun
so
is that?
So you're a fan of what the Sixers have done for the past 6 years. Make the playoffs every
year.
Not
that.
And
here's what I'd say. I'd say for Jalen Hurts to take – significantly amount less than, and be happy with it.
What?
Whoa, 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 who
jam.
No, I gave you my answer, and you guys said it wasn't acceptable.
Could we get Dan back? Because I'm not sure who's dumber. You or Dan.
Unlimited amount of wishes is what I want. James, next question.
How could you just not say a field without water? I mean, this is pretty easy, you know? Yeah. Okay. Joe Altamare asks, and we've talked about a lot of favorites, but you got to pick one. What is your all-time favorite movie? Number one.
I don't pick one. I have The Natural and I have Rocky, and I don't separate them. I'm not picking one. I'm not doing it. John, you're up.
Great. Thank you.
That's it.
If I have, if I have to pick one, I guess it's either Braveheart. Braveheart's
there
my
you go.
Favorite movie.
Well, that's a great choice.
Pick or one. What? Either or
I was
what?
I'm going to say Braveheart or Gladiator. Pretty
very similar movies.
Yeah, pretty meathead.
I thought you were going to go
it's
Star
very
Wars.
Very on brand for
I'm
you.
I'm surprised you didn't say Star Wars.
I'm a little bit embarrassed. Well, yeah.
I'm shocked, actually.
Yeah, so am I.
James, next question.
All right. Mike Carney on Facebook asks, all three major shows have a former pro on them. If it went triple tag team wrestling match, which show would win and why, and which non-pro is the biggest liability?
Well, I'll start with this. The biggest liability of the pros is Ike.
Wow!
Let's be honest.
Whoa!
John Ritchie, starter. Hugh Douglas, starter. Ike, special teams guy. So
oh, my God.
It is what it is.
I can pretty much guarantee that this audio will be played
at 4 o'clock.
I'm not
trying to be rude.
Today.
I love Ike. I'm just saying he was a little light.
You don't love him that much.
No, I mean, he was a great backup. But the thing about being a great backup is you're a backup.
He wasn't always a backup.
Yeah, he was always a backup.
No.
He was always a backup. He would get in there on like some third downs, but he was primarily a backup. I mean, that's what a backup is. All right. Love you, Ike. Just playing with you, buddy. Not really. I mean, I do love you, but I'm also calling it like I'm like Howard Cosell. I tell it like it is.
Hey, Ed, Joe would not be as big a liability as we like to make it out for him to be. Liability wise.
In a fight, I might be.
Yesterday, I was a little bit proud of Joe. Yesterday, I was, you know, like watching you shoot hoops and trying to make you miss. There's a part of me that, I mean, I almost feel guilty that you have to get your nipples waxed now because it really was an heroic.
No, it wasn't.
An heroic performance by Joe. 74% really is not easy.
It stunk.
Joe is not a terrible athlete. He's not a bad athlete. Joe is actually a good athlete.
Whoa.
I don't think I've said that. I don't think I've said that before.
I can't believe you said it. I can't agree with that.
Cut that audio. I agree with it, but
Joe has good hand-eye coordination.
He does.
I don't know if that means he's a good athlete.
And that counts for a lot.
I felt as crummy as I have felt in probably a month or two walking out of there yesterday. I felt like such a loser walking out of there yesterday.
Wow.
I really did. I'm being honest with you.
I believe you. I was genuinely impressed.
I appreciate it. I felt like a freaking loser losing that yesterday.
Well, I had AMA with that.
Well, go ahead.
I took probably 50 shots myself,
yep,
and I probably made three.
Yeah, well,
so you actually punted the basketball at one point, which we thought was odd.
I saw that too. Football player. With that, we shut it down. All right, let's get back to the phones. A lot of Phillies stay before the season starts. A lot of Eagles with Lurie and Sirianni talk on the air after what they said yesterday. Let's go to Matt and Ben Salem. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
How are you, sir? Good. I'm worried about Rhys Hoskins, to be honest. I don't think people are enough, you know, worried about Derek Hall.
I agree with you, Matt. It's a pretty big injury, and a lot of people are acting like, no big deal. And I think it is a big deal.
It is. And Derek Hall is okay, but he's not the end-all be-all, you know what I mean? Like, it's not.
Well, neither's Rhys.
You're right.
You got a trade-off here.
Yep.
I think we'll have less home runs than we would if Rhys were up at the plate consistently. But
right.
I think we'll net out with better defense. And, you know, I'm interested to see how that goes. I do think Derek Hall has shown major improvement, and I'm excited to see how he does against pitchers on the other side of the plate because right now he's kind of a niche guy.
Yeah.
You know, right now he's the guy who only hits against pitchers who throw one way. And he'll have an opportunity to prove that he's more than that this year.
I don't think he'll have much of that opportunity, John. I really don't.
I think
he's still going to be a niche guy.
Well, he probably will be for the most part. But, you know, it's we've got guys who can fit in and help piece together a Rhys.
All right, give me a great answer, Matt. Something dumb in a good movie.
I'm going to go Indiana Jones in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
Because he has no point in the movie at all.
He's no point?
What?
No. If he's there or if he's not, the Nazis find the Ark anyway.
All right, Matt.
That's a weird take.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. I don't even remember. Let me ask you a question,
but
James.
But he tricked them into
dying. That's a horrible answer.
All right, James, question for you. It's the first Phillies game. It's tomorrow. It's the eighth inning. Derek Hall is up. There's a left-handed pitcher, and the other team is a relief pitcher. He's a lefty. Hall's a lefty. Is Rob Thomson pinch-hitting Derek Hall?
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I think he is.
And that's something that would not happen to Rhys Hoskins.
Nope. And I do
A ready pitcher versus Rhys Hoskins, eighth inning, two on, two out, tight game. Rhys Hoskins gets that at bat. Derek Hall does not.
I agree. I do think they'll let Derek Hall get some shots against lefties.
He'll get shots.
But not in that spot. No doubt.
Not yet. They'll soft-pedal it in the beginning. They'll see how he does. And then depending on how he does in some other instances.
Earlier in the game instances.
I agree.
I think
that's exactly right. All right, 215-592-9494. Up ahead, we have, because they are out, the over-under win totals for the Eagles and all the teams in the NFC East. So how the odds makers stack up the division, we'll get to that. Plus, Nick Sirianni, his answer, and this might surprise you, about the Eagles' new defensive coordinator and – I'll say this, his answer also might disappoint you.
Mm-hmm.
Might disappoint you if you want something different. We'll get to that. We'll rock all the calls. Joe DeCameron, John Rich on WIP.
Attention, BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do. Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jody Cameron and John Ritchie. Wednesday morning, 94 WIP. Opening day tomorrow. It was closing day, John, for an athlete about a month ago. Probably the worst-kept secret in all of sports was revealed by the Brooklyn Nets yesterday. Ben Simmons, done for the season. I mean, it's really amazing. So he played that final game back in February. And, I mean, everybody knows it's a joke. The Nets said all the right things yesterday. They really did. They said all the right things. Consider why. Because they probably now want to trade him. You know, So they're not going to put out there in the world, hey, we think he's a bum.
Right.
He let us down. It's not really a back impingement. It's a guts impingement. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not, what was it? Was it back? Was that the term, back impingement?
Yeah, I like guts impingement.
It's a guts impingement.
Good. Clearly.
By the way, I thought about something else. And
I know you did. And I could see, like, the gears turning as you were
It could be a heart impingement, now too.
Still something else, but fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man, this guy is a joke, and he's done, and he might be done with another team, and his career might be done soon. Look, my theory is when he's a free agent, and it won't be for two more years, but when he's a free agent, what team's going to want to take it on? What team's going to want to say?
My theory is he never really liked the game.
Here's the deal. It's like, what team is going to want to say, I'll give him $5 million on the hope that he'll actually, you know, round in a form, and we'll invest in him from a time and energy standpoint. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. The guy doesn't want to play. The guy's afraid to play. The guy's a total loser. It's not worth it. Now, unfortunately for the Nets, and I don't care because I root against them, I mean, they got to pay him about $80 million over the next 2 years.
Can you imagine?
So have at it, guys. But what a complete farce. You do wonder at what point, John, they might start considering going to the league and saying, all right, now we got to try to get out of this contract. I mean, it's been
doing what we did and try to, refund some of.
But then the Sixers handed it over. They made
I
it.
No,
I mean, that's
they caved.
They caved. They caved to a total loser who refused to play for them. Anyway, Ben Simmons, he's done with the Nets for this year. Maybe he's done for his whole career. Who the hell knows? But it's a complete debacle and very expected, to say the least. All right, 215-592-9494. This segment, we're going to get to some of the over-unders in the NFL. The Eagles, some of the other teams in the NFC East, the projected win totals, what you can bet on, all that. Let's also get to right now some more audio from yesterday. Because Sirianni talked, Lurie spoke as well. Sirianni talked first, and he had an answer, John, about the defensive coordinator spot, the new DC, this Sean Desai guy. Two things really stand out. Number one, don't expect much different from Jonathan Gannon. Number two, and this is the part that might really surprise people, how much influence Sirianni has in a way that perhaps we did not realize when Jonathan Gannon was here. Listen to this, I would say, very forthcoming answer from the Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni.
You know, obviously super talented as far as why we hired him in the first place with his scheme and his thought process on defense. And so just getting to see that more and more, you know, obviously we're just getting on the same pages of my visions for the defense. You know, obviously I hired him to do a job, but still have to give him the visions that I have for certain situations, certain different things that I want to see out of the defense. So getting on the same page there, it's been fun doing that. And, you know, he's done a great job so far. As far as the player profile, obviously there's a lot of similarities because it's a similar defense. And that's one of the reasons, you know, obviously Sean was the best guy for the job. But also, you know, there wasn't going to be a lot of change as far as the base part of the defense.
John, defense is going to be the same, and it's a Nick Sirianni defense. What do you make of that, man? That's something. You think he's just puffing out his chest? You think it's not real? I think it's real.
I think you're crazy.
You think this is him saying, I'm coach guy. Don't tell me that my defensive coordinator runs it. I run it. I'm the coach.
I think you're reading in too much.
Oh,
I
disagree.
Nick Sirianni's trying to say they need to touch base. They need to work some more things out.
Nope.
But Nick Sirianni, he deferred to Jonathan Gannon.
You thought that.
He said, Jonathan, defense is yours. I'm going to tell you what the offensive perspective is, and we can talk shop like that.
That's what we thought, John. We might have been wrong.
No, you're wrong now.
How do you figure? Listen to what he just said. He said it's his defense.
I thought there was literally a quote from Sirianni last season where he basically said, I don't know defense, so I just leave it to the coordinator.
Well, 2 years ago, maybe it was last year, he had some really bad comments 2 years ago. The one before the season began, he was like,
right.
I get to coach the offense and the defense. How cool is that? And we're all like, dude, you're the head coach of a football team. Like, don't act like you're in sixth grade. I mean, seriously.
So
James, what's your interpretation?
Why do you think that a year and a half later, everything has changed?
Well,
now he's defensive mastermind.
Okay,
he's an
No. I didn't say mastermind. I said
does
it's his defense.
Not, he does not. I mean, some of the coaches out there, Bill Belichick is scheming that defense for the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. That is completely different. That is the opposite end of the spectrum from what Nick Sirianni
does.
He has more involvement on the offensive side.
Yep.
And helps with the planning and all that stuff, then does not call the plays.
But hold on, John. Don't you think Bill Belichick schemes offense?
He delegates to the defensive side.
Don't you think?
Yes, Bill Belichick certainly has been put on offense. This guy doesn't. This guy has reminded us repeatedly that his area of expertise is offensive.
So just
football.
To be clear, hold on.
I think he delegates. I think you are giving him, like, based on what he said here, which I think is kind of a throwaway, him just saying he's trying to get to know this new DC.
I disagree.
He said my vision. That's the thing that was the trigger for
John,
me.
You think he's puffing out his chest?
I think Desai has the keys to the defense.
Oh, I see it differently.
I think Nick Sirianni pitches in with his offensive considerations, and of course they have to, you know, consider, okay, how much 3-4, how much 4-3, how much man, how much zone, the zone looks, how are we going to disguise, that sort of thing. Like, general broad view stuff, yes, of course he's interacting and talking that through. But I think when game times come, it's defer, defer, defer. You're ready. I delegated to you. You're a great coach. That's why you're here. Now prove it.
Well, look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in. Two things there. Number one, if you didn't like Gannon or you're disappointed to find out, and I think I already sensed this, it was going to basically be the same type of defense. Number two, what's your reaction to what Sirianni said about his own imprint on the defense? You can weigh in 215-592-9494.
I don't think there's any question that he's saying I'm in charge of the defense. Like, this is my scheme, my concept and all that, and Desai is going to fit into what I want him to do from a defensive perspective. Like, it's either that or he's puffing his chest out. There's literally no other way to take that clip.
I mean, that's how I say it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to, and I'm sure a lot of people that didn't like Gannon aren't going to love hearing all that. And then people that don't believe in Sirianni on defense aren't going to love hearing that either. But I do like the coach having a vision. I hope it's the right vision. See, I don't know that it's the right vision. Let's go to Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How we doing this morning?
Doing great, Tom.
Hey, Joe, I hope you have your nipple band-aids ready.
Well, I haven't gotten them yet, but I'll be ready for the time, my man. The good thing is it's a small target. I'll say that. It's a very small target. It is.
You better hope.
Who's
the nipple
it?
Might
Who's
be small,
it?
But how about
professional.
The hair?
Oh, not John. I thought
hell
sorry,
no.
He was getting the
honor. Hell
there,
no.
Okay.
I won't know what to do.
John's no, please.
I will demand that the radio station get somebody who is a true pro at this in here.
Hey, Joe. I know
it ain't going to be John Ritchie.
I'm a part-time
How do you know I'm
waxer.
A pro?
Say it again.
That's a good point.
Say it again, Tom.
I'm a part-time waxer, so.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Really?
Think about part-time waxers. They're not pros.
You want
John,
a pro waxer?
I didn't know
yes.
somebody could whistle that loud, man. That was pretty impressive.
It was loud, especially being right next to it. It was loud whistling, man.
And Joe, you got nothing to be ashamed of, man. You took down the L train.
No, I failed. No? I failed.
All right, you stunk it up. You're terrible.
By the way, how cool was that? Lionel Simmons there, man. Jameer Nelson, Vreeswijk. That was fun, man. That was
that was awesome.
I
man.
Had never met Lionel. I had met some of the other guys for sure, but Lionel Simmons, man, that for me, as a kid of the 80s and the early 90s, that was a real
thrill for me. You could tell. Yeah. When you were telling him the story about watching him versus Hank and Bo, and that, like, you could, I could see it on your face, just this kind of, like, childlike, like, wow, this is so cool.
And I think, I think Hank Gathers missed that game because it was after he had collapsed the first time. But Bo Kimble played in that game. And anyway, it was a thrill for me yesterday. Tom, go ahead, man. What do you got for us today?
All right, so when it comes to the Sixers, I'm afraid to watch this team because I just see them going to the finals and losing it, just keeping pace with the other teams in the city. And I'm really concerned about their health. They're falling apart again.
Well, they are hitting a rough patch, man. I mean, we really got to find out before the playoffs begin what is the true status of Harden. And I'm not really worried about Embiid's health, but I'm worried about Harden.
Well, Embiid will be fine up until like the second week of the playoffs.
Well, that's
freak will happen.
You're right. That's likely. Well, it's maybe likely. Tom, give me something dumb in a good movie.
All right, so it's nice that Roy Hobbs hit the home run, but did we need the 4th of July fireworks display afterwards?
You know, it's a great answer, man. I mean, it made the scene, if you will. But John, it is absurd, man.
Yeah. Why did they all start short circuiting?
Exactly. It's one thing for that one batch that got hit by the ball.
Yeah, I can see that have spraying some sparks. But the entire stadium?
Right. So, John, let me ask you this question. What happened? I mean, we don't know the answer to this. I'll just ask. After, you know, the Knights win the pennant. So, two-part question. Did they win the World Series and did Roy Hobbs play in it? Because they only got to the World Series.
It's like the Major League thing.
It's very similar to Major League, but we find out in Major League 2
that they lost.
That they had lost. We never found out, did the New York Knights and the Natural, did they win the World Series and could he play?
Well, maybe the point is it doesn't matter because his family was reunited.
You. But you know this, if we were New York Knights fans, it would matter a hell of a lot to us, man.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Phils and the Eagles. Now, we're proud of how far they got, but, you know, we wish there had been a parade.
By the way, why don't you tell people what you named your fantasy baseball team? Speaking of
the Natural,
yeah, I know.
Can I give you a by the way? By the way, I'm standing up now.
Yeah, I love a by the way.
Just threw down my pen.
He literally aggressively stood up.
Yeah, I did. I'm just announcing this right now. There is at least a 75% chance. When I say I won't try in fantasy baseball, I might not field a team on a week to week basis. I had no idea, John, when I signed up for this league, how involved it is. No, like just to give you for instance.
I love how he's already setting up that he's going to do
so
bad.
You're
he's
saying
like,
that you're,
let
you're
me know ahead of time.
The
season hasn't started. I'm going to be bad at this.
No, not just bad. I literally might try zero.
Well, understand the integrity of the league. You got to set a lineup because other people face you, and that's unfair.
No, but here's the deal. If I do it for the whole season, then it's equal across the board.
No, it's not because your players will play. You'll have injured guys in your lineup that you won't know about.
Why not?
Because, like, when you set your lineup to start
the season. No, I'm saying I don't set my lineup. I go 0 for the season. I lose to all of you equally. Because here's what you're – hold on.
Joe, we will never stop ripping you for that. History of your life.
I might do it.
Every listener will think it's the lamest thing that's ever happened.
Here's the problem. I don't even have an ESPN Fantasy Baseball League app on my phone. Like, I need somebody from the station.
You can download it. It's super easy.
I need
you
to
type into the app.
I don't have 5 minutes. Dude, I don't have
the app store. It takes 2 seconds. ESPN.
It really is.
It pops up. Are you kidding me? It's a fantasy app.
Why did you agree to join this?
Because
fantasies involve time.
Because I thought it was like 10 players. I had a draft.
That was dumb of you.
26 players.
That was incredibly dumb of you. It's very easy. You could look online for 2 seconds. How does fantasy baseball work? And find out in 2 seconds.
You need to sell your team.
Can I sell it? Reed, do you want my team?
Do you think I have time?
Okay, Devin, do you want my team? I'll give you my team.
No, thank
you. I'll pay you $100.
Now I
I'll pay you $100.
And you can't give up. All right.
Is there a listener out there?
That would be really weak. If
I'm just
up.
Telling you.
Really
I am willing to give my team and $100.
No. There's no listeners in the league.
I don't have time for this.
Well, figure it out, dude. You committed. You said you would do it. You committed. You got to man up.
Is there more to this? Are you in the back of your mind blaming the fantasy draft for keeping
you? I'm hearing?
A little off kilter for the shooting?
No, I'm
Did
not.
Did you stay up late with the draft the night before?
Yes,
and that
but
threw you off?
It didn't throw me off.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
I'm hearing that you think your team's going to be bad, so you're just going to give up now.
Yep.
That's what
I think my team's going to be bad. Like, I didn't know. I didn't even know these people. You can't imagine how many people I drafted I never heard of before.
Well, maybe it'd be good to learn those players, you know?
Well, that was the idea.
Yeah, what a thought. Learn about the players.
I don't like it. All right, let's go to Andy in Deptford. Andy,
I
do you
don't
want,
like it.
Andy,
I don't do you want like my to team? Know about Major League Baseball.
Andy, do you want my team
talk show
and $100 for free?
I'll take that, but fantasy baseball.
No, you can't tell your
I'm
team.
I'm out on that.
Okay, well, you're out on it. You just said no to the deal. Fair enough. Okay.
Fellas, we live. We hot. What's good? How we doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Andy.
Yo, big shout out to DJ Wagner, MVP of the McDonald's All-American game.
That's awesome.
Camden resident, looking to be the first third-generational NBA player. Grandpa, dad, and now him.
Really? He would be the first ever?
Yep, third,
wow.
Third generation.
That's interesting.
Repping CMD, Camden, stand up. Big shout out, DJ Wagner.
Yep.
Yo, I was watching Rocky over the weekend. It had like a marathon going. Have you ever noticed Rocky 4 ends, right? The kid's young. The kid's like, what would you say, like 6, 7, or 8?
Yeah, then he's older.
Then he gets back home and he's like a teenager. What the hell happened?
And the kid becomes Sly's kid.
Yeah, it's his kid in real life. You're right. Yeah.
But
and his jacket gets stolen.
Five starts when Rocky comes home and the kid's a teenager. Like, how'd they jump those years?
The magic of movies.
It changed him. I mean, the experience of watching his dad get beaten down by Drago.
Andy, here's to me the more interesting thing.
He made him age at an aggressive rate.
It's like presidents, they take office, and it's just so stressful that they age 20 years during a four-year span. That's what happened to Rocky's son.
What I find more interesting about the kid is, I think, and I might be wrong, but I think in the earlier Rockies, the kid is only referred to by Rocky as kid.
He is.
And I don't think they ever give him a name.
I just watched Rocky 3, and they definitely don't in Rocky
He just calls
3.
Him kid.
He's like the kid. Our kid. Yeah. So he doesn't even say our kid. He says the kid.
Yeah, I don't think we know the kid's name until Rocky 5.
Hey, did you watch 3 again since the last time you watched
No, 3? not again. Since then. No.
All right, Andy, what do you got on the Phils or Eagles, man?
As far as with Sirianni, I mean, I like what he's pitching, man. You know, we'll be all right. I'm not concerned with this quarterback, you know, with giving him the contract and extending him. Because, you know, people were concerned with Lamar Jackson and his style of play. But I think Jalen Hurts is in a whole other league than Lamar Jackson. You know, I mean, I think we're going to win with his arm and not his legs. And I think that's kind of how the Eagles look at it.
Well, I think that's largely right. But I'll say this. There's no way the Eagles would give Hurts a guaranteed contract, a fully guaranteed contract. They just want not for big money. And listen, the Ravens know what they're doing. And they're going to lose Lamar through the process. But they are right to move off Lamar, because if Lamar's demands are $250 million guaranteed or no deal, then the Ravens are right to say no deal. And by the way, I would do the same thing if I'm the Eagles and Hurts. If Jalen Hurts came to me and said $250 million guaranteed or no deal, I would say bye-bye.
Well, you know what? The Browns kind of hurt the game, though, when they guaranteed Deshaun Watson all that money.
Sure, so, you know, they did. They did.
That hurt the game. And, you know, I just hope he can sign, because sooner rather than later, because – he's not going to wait until Herbert and Burrow and all them guys, because they got another extra year because they were first-round picks.
Yeah.
So they'll probably sign after next year. So
Andy, give me a big answer, man. Something dumb in an otherwise good movie.
Something dumb in an otherwise How about an Infinity War when they had all the stones from Thanos and then Star-Lord ruined it all for everybody? I thought that was pretty dumb.
You got it, buddy. John, is that a good answer?
I like that one.
Sure.
It's a good answer. Okay, so I don't – these movies.
You have no frame of reference.
I got no. That's just
– That was actually my backup answer.
Well, apparently it's a pretty good answer then, but I know nothing about any of that stuff. All right, coming up in 1 minute, here's what I do know. The over-under has been set for how many games the Eagles are expected to win this year. It's also been set for the other teams in the league, including the NFC East. We'll give you those numbers coming up in 1 minute.
It's a great time of year. Join me on the Bet Park Sportsbook app. It has you covered all tournament long with live in-game betting, parlays, and more. The only sportsbook app I use and recommend. Make a Bet Parks futures bet on which team will win it all. Check out the app for current Bet Parks odds to win the whole shebang. Connecticut is the heavy favorite. But a $50 bet on Miami pays $225 if they win it all. A $50 bet on San Diego State also pays $225 if they win it. A $50 bet on Florida Atlantic pays $325. All new users bet $10, get $125 in sportsbook bonus if your first bet wins. Bet more than the score. In pro basketball, you can bet individual player performances for points, rebounds, and assists. All new users bet $10, get $125 in sportsbook bonus if your first bet wins. BetParks.com has the terms and conditions, new users, and winning bets only. Sports bonus bet must be wagered once. See website for details. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on any of the topics we're discussing today, including stuff Sirianni said yesterday, what Lurie said. Sixers back at it tonight. Looks like they're going to settle into the 3 seed. And obviously the Phillies with opening day tomorrow, looking for what gives you the greatest sense of optimism and what concerns you the most. Now let's get John also to the over-unders across the NFL because the numbers are out. Let me ask you this question. Have you seen the numbers yet?
No.
Okay, good. So last year I found it fascinating. If you remember, it was one of the bigger moves we had ever seen for an Eagles team before the season started. I mean, it started at, I think it was 8.5, and I believe went all the way up to 9.5 by the end.
That's correct.
Yeah,
I don't think it got to 10. It was 9.5.
And they were the most bet upon team.
By a lot.
By a lot.
Like, and Super Bowl futures, all that type of stuff.
And Hurts, similar for the MVP. Like, a lot of people realized in May, June, July, August, like, this team might be really, like, holy smokes, this roster is really good. This team might be really good. All right, John, 14-3 last year, and let's all remember, it's a 17-game schedule. Like, we know it now, but just, you know, it's not 16 games. All right, John, over under for the Eagles win total. What do you think it is?
I feel like in previous seasons, the double digits are reserved for the really good teams.
That is accurate.
So I'm going to say we are absolutely double digits, and it's going to be 11.5.
It is 10.5.
So that was the trick. I knew there was going to be a half there.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, 10.5.
So here's the deal.
So is that the best in all the?
Not only is it not the best in all the NFL, it is not the best in all the NFC.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's surprising.
Mm-hmm.
The Niners are higher?
San Francisco comes in at 11. Eagles, 10.5.
11 even.
11 even. So is that? I mean, listen.
Who's their quarterback?
I agree, Rhea. I think that's disrespect to the Eagles.
It's disrespecting Jalen Hurts.
I don't know if it's disrespect to Hurts. I think it's their a couple things.
Do you think the Eagles would be a double digit? What their numbers are 10.5 if they didn't have Jalen Hurts?
No, but San Francisco's getting a nod on defense where people are saying, "Wow, the Eagles lost a lot on defense." I mean, when I say people, the odds makers, they're saying the Eagles lost a lot on defense. I think, John, it might also be some Sirianni questioning. I was talking to someone this weekend, someone from, let's say, league circles. We'll put it that way. He don't think Sirianni's a good coach. Flat out told me, I don't think he's a good coach. This guy told me, and he knows a lot about football, a lot more than I do. Mm-hmm. He told me point blank, he thinks Sirianni benefited from an absolutely all-time remarkable roster handed to him by Howie Roseman, and he thinks Nick Sirianni blew it in the Super Bowl. He thinks he blew it by not winning the Super Bowl. Wow. Now, there are probably some other people around the nation that are like, I got to see more from Sirianni before I'm willing to get. Like, Kyle Shanahan is, in many circles, considered a better coach.
Hey, do you remember when we talked to John Gruden way back at the beginning of our show? And we asked him what he thought of Doug Peterson. This was when Doug, I mean, just right at the beginning, close to the beginning.
What was his answer?
Sure. His answer was he hired a great staff.
I do remember that. Yep.
How much of the last season success was basically because the offensive and defensive coordinator, I mean, it seems as though the league has validated those two men.
Yeah.
In giving them, you know, head coaching jobs. Now, Nick Sirianni has more pressure falling into his lap. Remember when Doug became the de facto offensive coordinator, when they tried to bring in an offensive coordinator, were unable to, and they said after the fact, oh, you know what, we wanted Doug to be that anyway. We were not good.
Well,
Doug
it's a
was
big,
not good.
Listen, you can make a strong case. It was the downfall of Andy Reid as the Eagles head coach. When he
lost Brad Childress. Sure.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, specifically when Jim Johnson passed away.
Yeah, and
well, Harbaugh was a factor, but they were still going strong through the Jim Johnson thing, obviously. But when he passed away and then, you know, they go to McDermott and they were still okay.
McDermott was too young.
He was young, but they did make the playoffs twice. But when he went to Juan Castillo, it was they made the playoffs once with McDermott. It was a disaster. The Juan Castillo thing was a disaster. It's probably the single biggest reason Andy Reid got fired. I mean, I really believe that. All right, so Eagles 10.5. John, Dallas Cowboys 9.5. Giants 8.5, Washington 7.5. So, you know, that that's your NFC East assessment. Now,
Cowboys have McCarthy calling the plays next year, right? Which I don't think is going to go well, right? Because they got rid of their offensive coordinator,
Kellen Moore.
Yeah, they parted ways mutually, as they like to say.
All right, now here's the deal with the whole league. The Eagles come in tied for the fourth highest win total at 10.5. So the two on top are Kansas City, as you'd expect. Look, they're a machine. Whether they won that Super Bowl or not, and they did, but whether they were going to win it or not, I mean, they're going to win. Come on. They're going to win 12 or 13 games, it feels like, every year. I mean, as long as Mahomes doesn't get hurt, Andy Reid and Mahomes are going to win 12 or 13 games every year. The only reason their number's 11.5 is because theoretically Mahomes could get injured, and then that could derail things for a bit. But 11.5 for the Chiefs, 11.5 for the Bengals, 11 for San Francisco, and then there's the Eagles. Eagles and Bills.
So we're ahead. I had it. Same as the Bills.
Eagles and Bills, 10.5.
Kyle Shanahan takes no hits for not being secure at quarterback coming into that game.
Listen, I agree with you, Ray. I mean,
well, they just finished with 10 wins in a row without a quarterback.
No, but you're saying specifically as a coach.
Yeah, for that game.
I agree with me, the thing that was most astounding was that he didn't get creative in the third and fourth quarter, in light of not having a QB that could pass the ball literally beyond 5 yards.
And he's a genius.
Look,
you got
McCaffrey and you got Debo. Figure it out. Run the Wildcat. Like, don't just have the quarterback hand the ball off to a running back. Just run the Wildcat. Run it 30 straight plays. Give the ball to Debo. Give the ball to McCaffrey. And see if you can just find a way.
He conceded that game.
I just found it to be a horrendously coached game. And he was also way too emotional on the sideline. I thought he took his own head and his own team out of the game. Anyway, Eagles, here's the bottom line. While they are a favorite in the NFC East, they're not a massive favorite when you consider Dallas is only one game below them. And they are no longer considered in this circle the NFC favorite, as you will, with San Francisco having a higher number. And for a 14-win team, in light of who they've lost, and they've lost some serious lumber, Javon Hargrave, Gardner Johnson, I mean, Sayamalu, Miles is probably a downgrade. You don't know if Penny's going to stay healthy. You never know if Miles is going to stay healthy. The league takes them down from 14 wins to what this is perceived as 10.5. Big drop.
You know, I think it's really interesting what your friend with good connections said.
Very good connections.
I don't know what my answer is to this question. That's why I find it interesting. Yep. Am I closer to your friend who told you Nick Sirianni's a terrible coach? Am I closer to Nick Sirianni is a great coach who just took a team to the Super Bowl and looked great doing it? I mean, what's your answer?
I struggle with it, John. I think
I'm probably closer to he's not a good coach than a great Super Bowl coach.
I'm definitely closer to he's a great coach. I think you guys are way underrating Nick Sirianni and what he's done building a culture, building a program.
Culture I'm impressed with.
I mean, that's half the battle.
It's
a big part of it.
It matters a lot. I think he knocks it out of the park on the culture.
Yeah.
But I will say this. We've seen enough examples in sports. Let's find out when a guy has lesser players. I mean, he had an unbelievable roster last year. Just unbelievable. And an easy schedule.
You don't think he still has a terrific offensive part of the roster?
I think he still has a great offense, but I think the defense is going to leak some oil, and I think the team's going to lose some games because of it.
And when he says yesterday that it's my vision at defense, you're going to blame him for the defensive problems?
We'll have to.
It
is what it is.
It's reality.
It is what it is. All right, so we'll take your reaction to all of that. I mean, there's a lot in there. What Sirianni said, what Lurie said, the 10.5 for the Eagles is a disrespect. San Francisco's above them. I mean, remember this. Eagles are in a division with Dallas and the Giants, both of whom might be a pretty good team. Those four games you got to play against those guys. You know, so there's all of that. And plus, first-place schedule for the Eagles.
They'll be solid.
Plus, this is a year the Eagles have nine games on the road. Eight games at home, nine games on the road. I mean, it's
the history of the division not being won, you know, repeatedly, years consecutively by the same team.
Yo, Joe, I'd like to just right off the bat, I did have something I called about earlier, but I'd like to comment on what you guys are talking about right now.
Sure.
My biggest concern is definitely going to be with the coaching staff because of how much change has happened with the Eagles for sure. Mm-hmm. That's going to be on Sirianni, and I think in part what Lurie said in his press conference about you have to make the most out of rookies, guys that – like you have to get the full potential out of every single guy on the roster to make this team what it can be to get back to a Super Bowl, basically, because they're going to be handicapped in a lot of ways. And I think the betting odds maybe are in lesser favor of the Eagles also, too, because look at the Rams. I mean, they were geared up to go back to the Super Bowl, so they thought, and their next season was abysmal.
Well, that's true. And you know what's another factor, Damon, that I would guess the odds makers set here? And I know I'll set before the season starts in my expectation. Let's just be real about it. The Eagles got very lucky from an injury standpoint last year. I mean, I think the number was they. I think they were the fourth, the team that had the fourth least amount of injuries. So, you know, I don't expect that again. Now, I don't know if they're going to go down to, you know, where they were in 2018 and 2019, which was a fiasco of injuries. But they did get unusually lucky, and that's not likely to be at the same rate again in 2023.
And quickly, before I get to my main point, but the Phillies, that's my other concern, too, is, I mean, it's a long season baseball, and a couple major injuries could change the whole course of this team with how it already has with Reese a little bit. But you really need to be healthy the whole season to get to the playoffs and do well.
So that I disagree with. See, it's interesting you say that, Damon. I disagree with the last thing you said. I think in the old days you had to. But the third wild card gives good teams or great teams a hell of a cushion. Because here's the thing, and this is one of the reasons I don't like the third wild card. There's only about 8 teams that even try to make the playoffs. I mean, there are teams that literally have – I saw a thing the other day. James, help me out on this one. I saw a thing the other day that for all the talk about Bobby Bonilla's contract with the Mets still going to like 2030, whatever it is, Ken Griffey apparently is going to be the fourth highest paid Cincinnati Red.
Yeah,
this
year. Yeah.
Now, John,
holy
ask you.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Now, ask yourself, do you think the Cincinnati Reds are really trying to make the playoffs? So if there's 6 or 7 teams that aren't trying to make the playoffs, and then there's only like 8 teams left – and there's 6 playoff spots, how tough really is it to make the playoffs? And I'd say, Damon, I wish the standard you talked about still applied, because I think that's a more compelling 6 months of a baseball season. But the league has created a great safety net for these teams, the Phillies being one of them, and even with some serious injuries, they'll probably still make the playoffs.
To recover from it. I understand.
Totally.
I understand. So, Joe,
yeah.
You believe in integrity of the game of basketball, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I did used to pull a guy's shirt, you know, if it's out of a timeout or
right.
a play, you know, an inbounds play. I'd grab that guy's shirt and not let him get free. But other than those types of things, yes, I believe in integrity in basketball.
You believe in the integrity of the game. So
sure.
On those 50 shots, and it actually started on your first shot,
okay.
You had violations on just about every foul shot you took.
Oh. In what way?
You stepped on the line and over the line multiple
times.
Well,
I wasn't stepping on the line. What are you saying, I fell over the line?
No, you jumped and stepped on the line, which is a violation when you take.
You're saying before the ball hit the rim?
You do jump,
Joe,
when you shoot free throws, which is interesting.
No, I'm just trying to clarify, Damon. Are you saying that I moved across the line before the ball hit the rim?
You cannot touch the line or move across the line at any point when you take a foul shot. It's a violation.
Well, you can after it hits the rim. I'm asking you again. Are you saying I did it before
it was
the rim?
Before. It was before.
Okay.
It's through your follow through of your shot. So
do we need to retally
shots,
this?
I got a zero.
John, you have to watch. You have to watch and see. I mean,
yeah,
honestly, you watch Jameer
film.
Nelson, and this goes into
to
helping your percentage. But watch Jameer, a true NBA player,
yep.
And
yes,
obviously
yes.
Follower of integrity.
Yeah.
He stays in the same spot and shoots all of his foul shots.
Wow.
You were all over the place.
All right.
All over the place.
Well, the ref there.
This is important information.
I mean,
very
I didn't know
important.
This. The ref didn't know. There was a ref right there in ref garb. He didn't call it.
He didn't do his job. If I was there sitting on the foul line watching you shoot, I would go over to him and say, hey, on this next shot, give me a chance and just call him on this.
All right. So Joe might have gotten last place.
Well,
that would mean
go back
no.
Because I believe about, I would say roughly, I would say easily over 50% of your shots.
I find it hard to believe.
This is the fun kind of thing you would do, I feel like. I'm surprised
70.
This isn't you going the other way around with this.
If you shot less than 54, that means you can't watch the West Wing for an entire year.
Yeah, but I shot 74.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem
official,
is.
Official tally. Official tally was in.
No one complained about it yesterday.
I'm with
while
you.
While it was going on.
I'm with you. All right, Damon, give me something dumb in a good movie.
I don't have something dumb in a good movie, but I do just want to say, if you guys do have the opportunity to go to a Philly game, I was actually going to Oregon last year. But if there's a chance to go to a game with you guys, I'd love to go.
We're
going to
make an announcement probably in the next week or two, Damon, is my expectation. So be tuned for that, and we hope to see you there for sure.
Real quick, by the way, with you missing things, this is shocking. I've had two people, one person call and one person text to say this. Apparently, and I'm not surprised I missed it, I'm surprised you missed this.
Okay.
In Rocky II, in the birth scene, apparently they say we're naming him after the father. So the kid does have a name. He's named after Rock. I didn't realize this.
the fact that you've seen Rocky II 100 times and didn't get this.
Well, hold on.
A little shocked.
Let me ask a question.
Sure.
Because I honestly don't remember the name. What was he called in Rocky V?
I don't remember. I can look it up.
I mean, my point is, it's not Rocky. So even though they, you're right, James, people can call or text you and tweet you and say they said that in Rocky II, they didn't actually name him Rocky. And it's, at least it's not what they call him. John, do you have a prediction? Or Devin, Reed, does anybody remember what Rocky's kid is called in Rocky V?
I think it's...
No.
Well, how about in Rocky Balboa?
Who is
Robert,
this kid
Robert
in
Balboa
Rocky
Jr., his name is.
Robert Balboa.
Robert Balboa Jr. So he's named after Rocky.
So what do they call him, Rob?
I don't know.
Robert?
I'm just looking it up.
Probably call him Rocky.
No, they definitely don't. They don't call him Rocky.
Well, I don't think we've heard them call him any name.
Well, in Rocky Balboa, they would.
John, I don't remember him being called anything.
Yeah. I mean, I don't either, but I would imagine eventually they get to it.
Kid? I mean, kid probably.
Kid. It's crazy. Let's go to let's go to Tom in Dover right now. What's up, Tom?
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing this morning?
Great, Tom.
Hey, yo, man, the guy who you talked to said that about Sirianni, man. Who is that? He's somebody that you respect and
just somebody that I know thinks he's worked for many years around the league, and he thinks that Nick Sirianni's not a good coach.
You know why I said that? You know why I asked that question, Joe? Mm. Because I like that guy, man. For real. I don't like Sirianni, man. I've been telling you this from the beginning, man. I think Sirianni looked good because we had a team full of stars. I don't understand nothing he says when he's on his news conferences, on his press conferences. I mean, it seems like he always talking in circles. We already know he didn't call the offense. He didn't call the defense. So what do we have here?
Well, here's the one thing I'll say there, Tom. To the point James made, he does seem to run a great culture. And I do not believe that Jason Kelce would be so pro Nick Sirianni and pro that culture if Kelce thought that it was completely off kilter. So I think he does check that box in a very significant way. And by the way, it's not just from comments like guys like Kelce and the fact that the players do try hard. While Sirianni does stumble and mumble in press conferences, and that'll never change, there is some wisdom in his approach that comes out either in those press conferences or in other things we found out. Like, John, I loved when we found out from Zach Ertz about a month into the season that he puts the uniform number of a player on the board when they're reviewing film.
On the film.
On the film, yeah. He puts it like 86 messed up or 5 messed up or 12 messed up.
And they'll put coaches on the messed up list. You know, broadcast that to everyone in that offensive meeting.
Tom,
I love the accountability.
That's good. Accountability.
That he reads with an approach like that.
Exactly. That's big time.
I hear all this that's being said, but I don't expect Kelce to say anything bad about the coach. He's not that kind of guy. Yeah. And when you got a team full of stars, man, they don't get into all that bickering and nitpicking. They go out and do their job.
Yeah, but it was drama free. Right. Look, Tom, they played hard and it was drama free. I would say it was drama until A.J. Brown started acting up in the playoffs. It was a drama free season. And as an Eagles fan, I appreciated that a lot.
Yeah, I could go with you on that, but I really believe, Joe, and we're going to see and we're going to talk about it this season coming up, man. Like, this year, the team going to have to be coached. They're going to need coaching, especially on the defensive end of the football.
That's how you judge a head coach. Who did he hire?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Hey, Tom, give me a great answer. Something dumb in a good movie.
Listen, Joe, you know I always try to get into this movie thing with y'all because I ain't a movie guy. So I think in the Titanic, when the girl threw the ring in the water, I thought that was stupid. What
I agree with you, man.
So agree.
Dude, I agree. I mean, first off, you're about to die. You got a granddaughter. So pawn the ring off and get $6 million and hand it to the granddaughter.
Oh, I think there's a lot
more than that.
What?
That was like $50 million or $100 million. Like, this is
like your family and your grandchildren's grandchildren.
I could vote
generational
for that.
Wealth for your family. Yeah.
The ring thrown in the water is...
It's got to be...
The necklace, right?
Whatever. It was the heart of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's crazy.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch catch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.